As I mentioned in the previous slide, once medication is administered to a child, you should document in the medication log and communicate the information with the child's parent. So let's look at this scenario. Alicia has history of seizure. She has Tylenol in class for fever. The child started in August. Teachers didn't administer medication during the months of August and September. Alicia had fever in October 10, 2019. And teacher Lily gave medication to the child before sleep time. How will the medication log look like at the end of October for Alicia?